Lakaya Chakshurun Vritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. This is the second verse of the Guru Gita. And the first verse I used to chant every time, but then I found out that some devotees who do know these verses hear this first verse of the Guru Gita only in the Mayavadi translation. They know this verse only in the Mayavadi translation, whereas I was lucky to find it in Padmalochana Prabhu's translation when I first saw it. Is Pancharatha Prabhu here yet? He must be recuperating after his... So he used Padmalochan Prabhu's Madhurya Dham. So in one of his books, Audarya Dham, as far as I remember, he also gives the first verse of the Guru Gita. Akanda mandalakaram vyapta yena characharam tat padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. My obeisances to that guru who helps us realize, or who can reveal akanda mandala akara. So a devotional translation would be who reveals akara is the form, mandala is for Gaudiya Vaishnava. What is mandala? Which mandala do you know? Braj mandala, rasa mandala, right? Braj mandala. And akanda. Akanda means unbroken, or it can also be connected to transcendental. Akanda cannot be broken, so it's like akshaya, avyaya, transcendental brajamandala. So that's how we understand it. So guru helps us perceive, realize. He is capable of revealing this eternal brajamandala, vyapta yena characharam, by which both moving and non-moving living entities are pervaded, or everything is in Krishna, Krishna is in everything, and his brajamandala is his supreme abode. He never leaves brajamandala. So that's our understanding of this first verse of Guru Gita. Akanda mandalakaram vyapta yena characharam. Brajamandala is eternal and unbroken. It pervades everything moving and non-moving. And guru can reveal it. By his mercy, it can be perceived or understood or realized. So to him, my respectful obeisances. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. My respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees who are desired wish-fulfilling trees, who are oceans of mercy, not in every translation it comes through, but it's a very important part of your job description, being an ocean of mercy, not a cup, not a river, but an ocean. So I'm counting on it, okay? And patitanam pavanebhyo, you can purify even the most fallen. Shichatanya padam bhoja madupebhyo namo namakatanchidashayadyesham shapitad gandabhagbhavet. And my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shichatanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees, drinking wonderful honey from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bee-like devotees, even a dog, or Srila Prabhupada translates in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a dog-like non-devotee, can also get his share of that flavorful honey, wonderful, aromatic, very tasty, delicious honey of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. I'm counting on that too, okay? So, even a dog-like non-devotee. Yes? Yasya prasadada gyopi sadhya sarva gyatam rajat sa shri chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. The previous one was from Adi 10.1. This is from Madhya 1.1. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It always gives me encouragement because we have different kinds of courses. Like, for example, to become a doctor, usually it's 8 years, right? Of higher study, 8 years, right? Sometimes more. So that's an 8-year course. Strangely enough, to become a psychotherapist may take only 2 years. It's a little strange now that you think of it, but anyway, 2 years. That's a 2-year course. There are different kinds of courses. Bhakti Shastri, normal Bhakti Shastri, is 3.5 months. Yes. Sometimes if you have a Bhakti Shastri marathon retreat, like I had with Bhakti, with Purnachandra Maharaj, we covered the whole Gita in 9 days, from morning till evening. 6 chapters in 3 days. So we were studying the whole day with homeworks, essays, everything. It was exams. It was changed my life. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praised in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, who says that by his grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. So that this is 1 second course by special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna is infinitely merciful. So this is very good news. In 1.2.17, Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna is more anxious to get us back than we can ever desire. So we can desire a lot, right? But Krishna is more anxious. And then Srila Prabhupada says that most people do not even desire. However, if there is someone who does desire to go to Krishna, to turn around to Krishna, to approach Krishna, Krishna gives all the help. That's in the purport to a very famous verse, very frequently quoted, Shinvatam Sagata Krishna. Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridanta Stohya Badrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. So Suhrit Satam, Krishna is a friend of Satam, devotees, and if somebody just hears Shinvatam, hears to Krishna Katha, he situated in the heart, removes all the abhadrani, all the anarthas, all the unnecessary desires and impediments. Krishna is extremely merciful. The Did you think about Krishna's qualities as we were thinking? Did you have you been able to collect five qualities? Yes. Okay. That's expected, but not always easy, because we know that Ananta Shesha, since time immemorial, is counting Krishna's qualities, and he cannot finish. So one of the books which we love to quote, but which is probably not to be quoted so much, I will still quote because it's a cool story, says that Krishna created this world and he needed somebody to operate gravity, meaning to hold planets in space, hold everything in the designated spot. And so he thought, who can do this? So he thought, okay, let me go to Ananta Shesha. He's the extremely powerful expansion of mine, Sankarshan, and I will ask him. So he goes to Sankarshan's expansion, Ananta Shesha, and he says, can you please hold all these planets in place? And as a an intelligent, eternal living entity, Ananta Shesha is asking, for how long? So then Krishna says, you can just list my qualities, and when you are done, then you can let it drop. So Ananta Shesha is sitting there, okay, very beautiful, very attractive, very kind, very merciful. So he's been going like this for 150 trillion years so far, and there's another that much ahead of us still. So I'm amazed that they have calculated how long will he count the qualities, because he is Ananta and Krishna's qualities are Ananta. But we do have some sample of these qualities in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We have how many qualities of Krishna listed? So it's a very cool number. That's 2 to the 6th degree, correct? 64. But actually Krishna's qualities are infinite. And some of these qualities indicate that Krishna is inconceivable. Durvigahya, he is inconceivable. You cannot understand him. It's very important to understand that you cannot understand Krishna. If you do not understand that you cannot understand Krishna, you understand nothing. So this is this famous story how one disciple asks Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I do not understand. How is it that Krishna is everybody is simultaneously one and different with Krishna? So Prabhupada says, so you don't understand? He says, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I don't understand. So he says, understand this, that you do not understand. First understand this. It's an extremely important part of understanding Krishna, that we cannot understand Krishna. If that's actually one of the initial obstacles preventing our understanding, that we think that we do understand or that we can understand with the material, even extremely powerful intelligence. We can even perceive Krishna materially. So there is one verse that Bhakti Shastris are supposed to learn by heart, and it's quoted many times in Srila Prabhupada's books, in the Gita, I think couple times it's quoted. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahyam indriye. Sevan mukhe hi jihvadav svayam eva spuratyada. Yes. You know what's the most difficult in giving classes or lectures or talks? Is not to start by saying so. So, it is so difficult that in commentaries it's been even upgraded to the level of word, om. Ata, the word ata, so in Sanskrit, has been upgraded. In Govinda Bhasha it says that, okay, this so, okay, it's the same as om. And you can see practically every shastra begins with ata. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Okay, so now let's talk about the infinite, absolute, eternal truth. So, yes, sorry. This verse itself begins with so. Ata. Ata, so. So, ata, Sri Krishna, Krishna's name. Name, form, qualities, all the other aspects are nabhavet grahyam. You cannot grahyam, grasp, perceive, understand with indriye, with material senses. Impossible. So therefore, you have so many religions, you have so many yoga schools, you have so many philosophical schools which spend most of their time just on this point. You have Buddhists who break their heads and tongues trying to say that shunya shunya, it's empty. So the objects are empty. Yes, if you take Mount Everest. You know about Mount Everest? Have you seen Mount Everest? You can see if you fly to Delhi in the daytime, especially from east, or if you fly around Delhi, then you can see Mount Everest slightly to the east from Delhi. If it's a good weather, you can see Mount Everest from your window. So Mount Everest, if you remove all the empty space in the atoms, it can fit in the size of a walnut. If you just take these electrons, protons and neutrons, whatever they are called, these particles, just the hard matter, we can say earth element, if you just keep the earth element, it will be this big. I recently learned something amazing, that Mount Everest grows every year by a few millimeters, which was very disappointing to me, because why is it that Gordon has to sink and Everest has to grow? It should be the other way around. Anyway, maybe we will sing and chant, or maybe we will go and see the Goloka Dham Govardhan, who is big and beautiful and very helpful to Krishna and his devotees. So we cannot perceive with these dull senses the transcendental name, form, qualities. You cannot perceive any of these. You cannot understand Krishna. But, so what are we doing? Why do we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare? Why do we chant if we cannot chant? Why do we do this? Because we cannot, but he can. So that's the answer. Yes, we cannot, but he can. Svayam eva spurati. He spurati. Svayam. He himself can reveal himself, can manifest. When? How? When he's attracted or inclined or inspired to do so. And how he is inspired? When? when? Huh? Devotional service. Sevan mukhe hi jihva dao. What does it mean? Sevan mukhe hi jihva dao. Yes, service beginning of the tongue. So there is a very important word there. Seva unmukha. Seva unmukha. So unmukha is eagerness or desire. And seva is service. Service spirit. Shachinandana Maharaj was speaking about this several times on this retreat. he mentioned that we should cultivate the service spirit. And this is a secret solution to infinite problems of this material world. So when we engage, so if we engage our tongue and other all the other elements we have in with the desire to please Krishna. Not just engage, but engage with the heart. Not just use the senses, but also use the senses and the heart. Then he can reveal himself. So seva unmukha. Seva unmukha. There is no yoga that can be practiced without consciousness. Our society, that's a big secret written in on every book, although in very small print. It's fine print at the bottom of the page. So you don't always think about it, but it's there. And sometimes I know many devotees for whom it's been a huge revelation when they read the fine print. After 10 years of using their senses in a temple, they read the fine print. And it was a huge revelation. They said, oh, it says this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. My God, I have to use my consciousness. It's not that I just use my hand to finger my beads, you know, and my tongue to flap and produce a vibration. It has also to be an intention, a goal, a purpose, sevan mukha, a desire. Of course, in the beginning, any action we do already includes a little shift in our purpose and consciousness, and any touch with Krishna consciousness is very beneficial. With bhakti is extremely beneficial. There is nothing that can compare to bhakti. Our acharyas are saying that just helping one person develop Krishna consciousness is a greater charity than curing infinite people in millions of hospitals. So curing people in hospitals, that's a very wonderful charity. It's a, or feeding people, or helping people in and in so many ways, that's extremely beautiful activity. However, if you can help even one soul to improve their bhakti, that means that this one soul will not have to take millions of material births. So basically, you have helped millions of people. By helping one person, you have helped millions of people or souls from dying. I mean, this one soul, you prevented millions of deaths for this one soul. And if you help two souls, just imagine, or more. So this is extremely, extremely beneficial. However, if we want to practice, we have a science. So Srila Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we have the list of these qualities, this is Madhya Lila, chapter 22, and is it Rupa Shiksha or Sanatana Shiksha? Are these instructions by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana, or are these instructions by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami? Amazing, you know such important details. I always thought that it's more logical that it would be Rupa Shiksha, because Rupa Goswami speaks about that, right? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Well, it's there in Sanatana Shiksha. So in that section where we have Krishna's 64 qualities, Srila Prabhupada writes, This is the end of the purport to verse 83, Madhya 23:83. He says, those who are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement, are you participating in preaching this Krishna consciousness movement? Are you participating somehow? Okay. Even if you cook samosas in the kitchen, you are. the army can't march on empty stomach. And if you put a tasty samosa there, that's extremely, especially if it's not too oily, then it's extremely. Okay. Yes. So those who are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada says, must try to understand Krishna from the statements given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion. So we must try to understand Krishna from the statements of the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in this chapter we have these five or six verses with Krishna's 64 qualities. I remember several years ago I visited Mayapur and I hopped on my bicycle and I went to take darshan in the yoga pit, and then right next to yoga pit is our a very special yoga pit. It's you know the meaning of the word yoga pit? Pit. Do you know what's the meaning of the word pit? Pit? It's like the nowadays in esoteric circles they speak about the places of power. Now, we are right now in a place of power. Do you feel it? That's a place of power. There is a mountain of mercy radiating goodness, penetrating all of you with blessings, which will carry for days, months, and years in the future. Yeah? But there are some very special places, yoga pit. So next to yoga pit, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Janmasthan, there is another extremely important place for our movement, where all Krishna Nama Sankirtan started. Shiva Sangam, yes. We have heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Gaya in the retreats. Yes? And directly from Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nimai Pandit wanted to go straight to right here. And then a voice from the sky said, what the voice from the sky, Akashvani, what did this voice say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Don't go, because first, yeah, have to start the Sankirtan movement. So first we have this Pandita Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, there are many Leelas. First, childhood Leela, Pandita Leela. He was very naughty as a child. Then he was very clever as a pandit. And then he becomes a devotee, he becomes ecstatic, and then he begins the Sankirtan movement as God, very clearly. And this is mostly how we actually worship him. Because we see, we worship him usually with hair, right? Again, let's not turn it into a point for quarreling with other people or something. But usually we worship him with hair, right? Because on our altars, Gauranga and Nityananda are with hair. So that means they are in Navadvip. Because in Jagannath Puri, he was a shaven sannyasi. So in Navadvip, he even did this Leela Mahabhav Prakash that everybody was given all the proof that he is God.
He said, you remember, you were very, very sick. You had high fever and you were preparing to die. And then you were not sure because you thought that, oh, I need to do some more advancement. And then suddenly some doctor came whom nobody knew and gave you some medicine and you got well. So that was me. So I came. So to everybody, he mentioned some things that nobody knew. Only this person knew, maybe a few people knew. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listed for everybody some amazing events from their lives. Do you have such events in your lives? All of a sudden somebody brings a samosa, yeah, and saves your life. Maybe spiritual life, yeah, okay, maybe you wouldn't die without. I had this, you know, I'm not sure when I, if I already told this story, but I will tell you because it's a good story anyway. Many years ago, as I was going through my dark valley of initial encounter with my dark materially polluted mind in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, which is a very traumatic experience, discovering your shadow, things you didn't know you have, bad qualities you thought you don't have. I mean, you couldn't imagine they're there. And they are very shocking. It was very shocking, very depressing. Anyway, so I was in the BBT temple and somehow or other I came late for breakfast. And for breakfast, our devotees in the kitchen, I think our Mahabhagavat sound audio ministry Mahabhagavat, made some very nice samosas. And I have to make a footnote. I was much healthier that time and I could eat samosas. Now I'm not as healthy, okay? So please, no need to, because once I mentioned this in the class and then after that, every day somebody would bring samosas. But that was then, okay? That was many years, 25 whatever years ago. And I came for breakfast and there were beautiful samosas, this big, like this. Okay, maybe a little. Okay, anyway, big. At least as I looked them at them at plates of other devotees. But there were none in the bucket for me. They were all gone. And I saw some had two. And I had zero. And I was, and I had been practicing just for, you know, a couple years. And it was a big, important part of the day. Especially in the BBT, you know, like if you're out on the Sankirtan, so many things are happening. But if you sit the whole day and do either, you know, interact with your computer or with your mind or both, there has to be good prasadam. It's like a single flavorful, I mean, positively flavorful event in the day. So that's why these services, they seem attractive. Like, you just sit and do some intellectual work, or you just sit and sing the Hare Krishna the whole day. But then either you already have to be expert in dealing with your mind, or you have to have methods, programs. Yeah, a few days ago, Shishananda Maharaj mentioned Uddhav. So that's Uddhav's program. Tvayopa bukta sraganda. Vaso lankara charchita uchishto bojino dasas tava maya mayam jayamahi. We shall conquer. We will be victorious over your maya. How? By uchishto bojino, by enjoying your remnants of food. First time I heard this verse from the director of Food for Life Global. That's his anthem. You know, he's him, you know, we will conquer Maya by Prasad. This is 11.6.46, right?
by Uddhava.
So it's a bona fide program, you know? It's not, of course, don't need too many, but it's a bona fide program. It's there in the Bhagavatam, Prasadam. And there was none. I had already been disturbed. So I went back to my room and came back to my computer. Krishna, you know, they say you're a friend, yeah? No? You couldn't keep one samosa for me? Yeah, I will translate, no problem. I will work, yes, I will do so. But you couldn't keep one samosa for me? This is. And then all of a sudden I hear knock, knock, knock. So I say, who's there? Come in. And this was our driver, Shatanala, Prabhu, who came with a nice plate with two samosas. And he says, Adi Purush, these are two samosas for you. I said, why did you bring them to me? He says, I don't know. Krishna told me. I just kept them aside for myself. And then I don't know why I'm doing this, but somehow Krishna told me, so here I am. You know, of all the rooms, of all the people, I don't know why he came to me, but I felt very ashamed. I thought, my God, sorry. Krishna, I'm very sorry. Yeah, Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very merciful. And Krishna responds. Krishna responds. So that's... it's obviously, it's signed Krishna, you know? Like when the doctor came to... Who was it to whom doctor came? Who was sick? Was it... Anybody remembers from Charitamrita? Was it... Which devotee it was? Mukunda or... No, Mukunda wasn't. Anyway, so there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to confirm that was me. But here, immediately it was said, you know, poor Shatanala is bringing his... You know, two samosas he kept for himself. He had very difficult service himself. And he's giving, and I'm asking, why are you bringing? He says, I don't know. Krishna told me to bring. It was signed, Krishna. And do you have instances like this in your life? Who has instances? We have millions, right? I mean, we have millions. Sometimes devotees have, it's the last day to pay the rent. And it's, you know, $1,000 or $20,000 or something, or euros, and then all of a sudden it drops from the sky. To whom it happened from the sky? Yamuna Mataji, or who was it? To somebody, a businessman in a suit comes and just hands it and disappears. To somebody, I mean, so many amazing things are happening in devotees' lives. And then we think, oh, I'm not sure if Krishna is... I don't know. I have doubts. Is Krishna actually kind? Is Krishna actually... I don't know. I'm not sure. If we discount all these events in our lives. Anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a few years in Navadvip openly displaying his divine... nature, making it very clear, proving it to everybody, yes, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am that God who is your friend. I am that God who did come to you in your life, in your minute of difficulty. That was me. I know about it, and I came, and I'm telling you now, it was me. So he was very openly manifesting this. So then he went to Jagannath Puri, where he practiced love in separation. How practice? Displayed. He showed how to practice for us. Yes. And then he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita displays a very amazing mood, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displays the mood of Radharani's maidservant, amazingly enough. Yes, but it's very esoteric. That's Ante Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But that's the end of This is Antya Lila, Antya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Goranga Lila. Here, Srila Prabhupada says that those who are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement must try to understand Krishna from the statements given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we have this list of 64 qualities. It's a beautiful list of qualities, and they are such nice descriptions in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, by the way, which is available as audiobook from tinyurl.com/audiosp108. Audio SP Srila Prabhupada 108. Yeah? tinyurl.com. Shikshashtaka Prabhu. Nectar of Devotion, we have two or three versions. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have several versions. So here, such beautiful qualities are listed. For example, 49, all honorable. When Krishna was living at Dwaraka, demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, the king of heaven. Have you seen his lightnings 2 days ago? And many others used to come to visit him, Krishna. The doorkeeper, who had to manage the entrance of all these demigods, one very busy day said, "My dear Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, please sit down on this bench and wait. My dear Indra, please desist from reading your prayers. This is creating a disturbance. Please wait silently." He was, you know, doing nice, he was chanting nice prayers. And just the doorkeeper said, "Please wait silently, okay?" "My dear Varuna, please go away. And my dear demigods, do not waste your time uselessly. Krishna is very busy. He cannot see you." So that's it. So most of you smiled or laughed. Some are still smiling. It's a nice description, right? Like a small vignette, just like a few lines and a story. And there is 64 qualities like this. And that's rasa. You feel some taste, right? Something moves. And that's what's supposed to happen. That's one of the five ingredients of rasa. Five ingredients of rasa. In Sanskrit, it's called vibhava. Vibhava. And what it means, you can say the proper direction. It has very technical Sanskrit explanation, which somehow only recently I started grasping in a more practical way. Basically, what it says in Sanskrit, that vibhava includes ashraya and vishaya. Ashraya means you are a devotee. You are supposed to be an ashraya or a vessel or a container or a pot. Maybe a bucket, I don't know. Could be a faucet, I think. Or, you know, something, some container. And Krishna is Vishaya. He's the object. So when you hear this for the first time, it sounds, yeah, what is the point of this? Ashraya, Vishaya, Krishna is Vishaya. What is that? What it means is from where to where love is flowing. As our VIHE founder, Bhurijan Prabhu, sometimes said that I usually think that I am the center of everybody's affection, or I should enjoy, I should control. But there is a little problem with it, that there are 7 billion other people who think the same. They also think they should be in the center. So the whole process of bhakti yoga sadhana is putting Krishna in the center. So you have Singhasana, yeah? The lion throne, Singhasana, the altar. Who is in the altar? That's Krishna. So the whole process is to offer everything to Krishna. Why should we offer everything to Krishna? Why should we offer everything to Krishna? Everything belongs, it's already his. If I don't, I'm stealing, basically. And as Srila Prabhupada says, how can a thief be happy? How can a thief be happy? So we have to offer. Tena tektena ishvasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Tena tektena bunjidha. You offer, and if he leaves something, then that you can enjoy. As prasad. Uchishto bojino dasas. As prasad. Krishna's prasad. Yes? That's the... And if you live like this, jijivish chatam sama, you can live 100 years, no problem. Karma will not contaminate you. So that's the whole process, to reorient our consciousness. And these 64 qualities, they are called uddipanas. So dipa, we have just had Damodar month where we were offering dipas, lamps. And uddipa, uddipan is something that lights something up, starts a fire, or starts, it's like something that switches the light on. So these 64 qualities are listed in this part of the rasa recipe, the whole southern part of bhakti rasa. It's the ocean, and the whole southern part is the recipe of rasa. At the end you have a beautiful description of this ocean, the map of the ocean. Yeah, so the in waves of the nectar of devotion. In my book it's page 409. So the southern part, eastern part is the part we learned for Bhakti Shastri, and the southern part is the recipe of rasa, five elements. And the first one is vibhava. And the essence of vibhava, who is in the center? That's Krishna. And what is his nature? Then we have a list of these qualities which start or trigger, they can be called triggers, stimulants. They stimulate rasa. If we are amenable, if we allow it, and if we want it. We will speak for 2 more days about it. So this is the last 3 days, Hare Krishna, of our Govardhan retreat. Hare Krishna. Yes, we can smile, but we will cry. If you cry on the last, if you feel like crying on the last day, then it's a successful retreat. Yeah, I felt this. We had our first retreat here in 2001, and my feeling was, it's too intense. It's too much. How is it? No time to wash my dhoti. But then when it was over, I felt like crying. Oh, why is it over? So that's a special feature of creating such intense Krishna conscious environment that the abundance of Krishna consciousness outside of me compensates for its lack inside of me. Something trickles in a little bit. That's the idea. So we'll discuss more. But for today, the idea is that we work on redirecting the flow of affection towards Krishna. We offer everything to Krishna with at least a shadow of desire or taste or an intention to make him happy, to please him. At least with a theoretical acceptance that he's the best personality, best absolute personality who should enjoy. I want him to enjoy. I want him to be happy. So we offer everything to him. That's the idea of every yoga, and especially bhakti yoga, offering everything. So now, till tomorrow morning, if you come tomorrow morning, and if you don't come, please be on the lookout. And if anything occurs in your life, happy, unhappy, or neutral, whatever it is, whichever degree of and color and flavor of emotion, please let us remember about who is the object of love in the whole, in all the universes. And let's offer everything to him, especially our desire that he be happy. Prahlad Maharaj, when he speaks to the demon classmates in Canto 7, gets a question from them. They ask, come on, he's God. What can we offer? How can we please God? He's God. You know, he has everything. What can I offer to him? They were intelligent. It was a good school, apparently. But they were demons. Yeah? And what does Prahlad Maharaj reply? He says that, first of all, you already do so much service throughout your life. So you just put Krishna on the altar. And this is that purport where Prabhupada says that it takes very hard work to go to hell. You have to work very hard to go to hell. So people already work very hard. So just offer it to Krishna. Just offer it to Krishna. 11.236. Kayena vacha manasendriyair vabhutyat manavanu svita svabhavat karomi yadat sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayami. It's the good night shloka from Pujari books from the dawn of ISKCON. Oh my Lord, can you please maybe repeat after me? Oh my Lord, whatever I have done with my body, whatever I have said, whatever I have thought, whatever I've done with my senses, with my intelligence, with myself, with my nature, let it all be an offering for your pleasure. So that's the good night shloka. Yeah? At least at the end, offer everything. Krishna, I've done that. Can you make some use of it, please? Can you somehow? It's anyway all running according to your design. Can you find a way to? I'm giving it away. Please use it. Yeah? That's the idea. But we can also do it throughout the day, or as Shachinanda Maharaj said, in the morning,
before you do everything. So now, everybody, smile.
Yeah. Like,
you know, you can use your fingers if necessary. They say it also works. And they say, and then look forward toward at your day today. Okay, running, sitting, sleepy. Okay, all right. Krishna for you, and keep smiling, keep fingers, you know, pushing up. Let it be an offering for you, and it's Krishna conscious. It's with devotees. It's near Govardhan. You like it, and I like it that you like it. Okay, let it be for you. So that's aligning your whole day, your whole life in Krishna consciousness. It's one recommended way to avoid burnout. You know, even as devotees, we get burnout. But one of the reasons we are not aligned, our lives are not aligned. So offering everything to Krishna. Okay, so that's almost the end of our morning session. May I ask you to kindly just take few seconds. Can you please turn to a neighbor? It's a very short and simple, fun conclusion to discussing Krishna's qualities. So I was asking before we started. I asked you to think about some Krishna's qualities. And I haven't concluded with my Shiva Sangam story, but that I will do tomorrow. So please turn, and then the person who is from the Govardhan side begins. Okay. And this person, you say one quality of Krishna, and then the other person immediately says some other quality, and then you again some. Please immediately say some other quality, and then go back and forth until you stumble. Okay? Can you please do it for a few seconds? I mean, for 1 minute, just mention a few of the infinite qualities of Krishna to each other. Please begin. So back and forth. All right, so this is the mood after Nishtha. That's how at Ruchi. That's how we are supposed to chant with that type of smile that you have now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna does deserve all our love. Krishna is wonderful. So please redirect and offer everything to Krishna throughout our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Somebody has some questions, we can discuss separately, or you can bring them tomorrow again. Hare Krishna.